We are learning Mesechtas Erev in Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top. We just finished learning a Maisa where Rabba and Abaya were in the same Mavui, and they did not have an Erev. And what happened was, in one of the Chatzeres, one of the courtyards, they're making a bris, and they needed hot water, and the water spilled. So they needed hot water from the other Chatzer. And the problem was that there was no Erev, so they couldn't bring the water from the other Chatzer. So they had to use a guy, and we said that's mutter because the way a lot of Shem and the Gemara, it's called shvus to shvus. Amir and Achiv is a shvus, and carrying in a place of Erev Chatzer is shvus to shvus. So now the Gemara just has a question. Omli Rabba bar Rav Chanan la'abaya. Mevoyer this be trei gavri Rabba v'ikra abonon. Loy lahave be'lo Erev l'shitif. He says, I don't understand. You, Abaya, and Rabba. Rabba was the Rosh Shiva. They both live in this Mavi. Two big Gedoyim live here, and you don't have an Erev? So the Shayim speak out, Vaistar is a mitzvah to have Erev. It's a mitzvah to have Erev. And if you don't, and it's the Pella, why didn't you have Erev? On Malay, you're right. Really, you're supposed to have Erev. But what should I do? My Nevet, Mar Lav Urche. It's for the Rabbah who's Rosh Shiva, it's not Urche for him to go around collecting Chal from everyone. I know what to read the I'm busy learning. I didn't have time to do this. Inu, the other people from the Mavi, they didn't realize, they don't care if it's Erev or not. So, therefore, he said it wasn't done. So, just things, two things to speak out. One thing you see from the sugi is it's a mitzvah to have Erev. So, the Chassam Sofer and the Rosh, both Shtel Tzuto, also Erev of Mechitzis. It's a mitzvah to have an Erev with Mechitzis. So, a lot of the Velt learns that you see, oh, it's a mitzvah to have Erev. It's a mitzvah to have Erev in Barapak, it's a mitzvah to have Erev in Flatbush, it's a mitzvah to have Erev. It's a Gemara, it's a mitzvah to have Erev. Not first of Gemara. So, what do the Chalkim say? It's a mitzvah to have Erev. They say, no, it's only a mitzvah to have an Erev when you 100% could have an Erev. It's not a shayla about the Erev, it's a good Erev. So then it's a mitzvah to have an Erev. You have a possibility to make an Erev, you make an Erev. But in a place where it's a suffix, if it's a good Erev or not, what happens is you make an Erev, you're going to get guys who start carrying, and by then now it's just, they're going into a suffix issa. So mehechetes is a mitzvah. I'm not taking any sides. I'm just telling you what the two sides of the story are. If it's a mitzvah or not, It's zikr mitzvah. It's easy to make an Erev, and it's 100% good. L'kuliyama, it's a mitzvah to make an Erev. That's the Shtel state in the Gemara here. Once you go out of that, that's one thing. Another thing is, what kind of taina is this that I'm busy learning and he's too chashev when it comes to mitzvah? Ain't eitzvah ain't tfunu k'neged Hashem. Who's too chashev? Teretz says, of course, if it came to hilchas, how to make the Erev and the halachas Erev, Rabbi and Abaye would stop learning and all the cover no problem. But now you need technical things. For example, let's say the city wants to make an Erev, or let's say a complex of an Erev, but you have to collect money. You don't tell the Rav to collect the money. It's not his job. He can say, it's not my cover, I don't have to collect the money. I'll tell you how to make the Erev. I'll tell you what the halach is. But I don't have to go collect the money for the Erev. So that's the thing. It's not covered to collect the chalos from everyone. That, if you want the Erev, you got to do it. And same thing, if a Tom Chacham is learning, he's not mechuyav to go around collecting for the Erev. Avada, he'll help out with the Hilchas Erev. When it comes to the technical things, then there could be dear, he's not mechuyev. Could be, that's what the Meir said in Gemara. Like upon him, back to our Gemara. So we're looking for eight. Rabbi and Abaye said, the two chashev people said, we couldn't make Erev. So I have another Eitzah. What's the problem? Abaye says he can't walk around, he doesn't have time to walk around collecting chalas for everyone. Why isn't he just makne from himself the bread for everyone, which we do these days? The akla pita basala. He says, maybe I should makna him and pass him myself for those people. So to Gemara, kibun di boyle minoi, since if they asked it from me, I can't give it to them, batal shituf. It's in batal shituf. The Tanya, echem ne mavi shabikas yayim v'shem loy nosloy. Someone from the mavi asks for wine and shemen v'loy nosloy, batal hashituf. The shituf is batal. The shituf is batal because he can't say, I mean, obviously it was not a hakna b'lev sholem, because if he asked for it, I'm not going to give it to you. So that doesn't work either. He had a big barrel of chaymetz, of vinegar. That's not expensive. And the halacha is that Erev you can't do with a pas, we only do with pas. But shituf you can do with ikkes, with yayin. And chaymetz has like, vinegar is like wine. So why don't you makna something in your chavis? You can't put it aside because it's a big chavis, but makna revias to them for Erev. So the Gemara says, no, it's not going to work. Why not? Because the Tanya, Eimashtatvim Ba'itzer. You can't make shituf with oitzer, with something that's put away for storage. What's the pshat? So Rashi explains, because you might drink from, you know, keep on drinking from this, and we hold in breira, so maybe the part that was set aside for that person's eruv, I'm drinking. So therefore, ein mishtatvim ba'oitzer. So that's not an eitzer either. And Adkan really, the Maisa, who says, no, there's no Eitzah, no Erev because they couldn't go collect it. I be makna your pass. He says, I can't afford it. Every week the makna pass, the guy's an asvit, I wouldn't give it to him, so therefore, I wouldn't give it to him, therefore it's not called the Erev. I, the vinegar, which is cheaper, says, Eim Mishtatvim Eitzah, because Eim Breira. Frank Dingmar Akasha, but Tanya Mishtatvim, it says in a Bryce that you could be Mishtatvim with Eitzah. Om Rav Eishai, Eloi Kasha, Hob Eishamai, Hob Eishil. That the machlekes if yes brera ain't brera, machlekes b'shamim b'silo. Where do you find machlekes b'shamim b'silo about brera? That's not learned in the Mishnah. The halacha is that when you have a mace in a house without any doors, the halacha is that the doorways and the window sills inside there becomes tameh. Every single one, even though it's not mamish in the oil, but since you don't know which door is going to go out, so something called soifat tumah lotzeis, and every single one, since you don't know which one it is, every single window sill and every single doorway will become tameh. But if you know you're going out of that door, then all everything else is tahar, and that only that one's tamei. That's the halacha. So you have your meis v'bayis, v'loy psachim harbeis, a lot of doors, and you don't know which one's going out. Kulam tamei, they're all tamei. Niftach echad mehem, one of them gets opened. Hu tamei v'kulam tairim. One of them, that one's tamei, everything else is tairim. And Rashi and Beis speaks out, that means mekan la'aba kulam tairim, but m'afreya is a place of b'shamei b'shil, which we'll see in a second. According to Beis Hillel, Mafreya, everything else will be Tahar. And according to Beis Shammai, no, Mafreya, everything is Tameh, just Mekan La'aba, it's Tahar. What about Chishiv Leitzim Echmem? You didn't actually open one of the doors, you just thought, I'm going to use that door. Oy, b'chaloy, just b'arba la'aba, or there's a chaloyin that's 4x4, Matzal kol psachim kulam. The Chishiv, or if there's a chaloyin that's already open, 4x4, that's Matzal all other doors. That though, he said, a chishav alav. They think about a certain door to go out of it. It works. It only works actually yom ha'meis, before the meis died. But after the meis died, now I think of it, it doesn't help anything because it doesn't work in my freya. So everything's ready tame, and a machshav is not moitzim de tumah after it's tame ready. Beis Hillel says what? Also, when it was chishav, even new items go to be tame because machshava can't be moitzim and tumah. Since everything was chal already, and it's not working l'mafreya according to Beis Shammai the chishav, so everything's tame ready. To be moitzim from tumah, you need a maisa. You have to actually open a door. Not enough for machshava. We still are after shi'om as meis. Even after the meis dies, you could do it. Why? Because yes, breira. So we just brought a brayso over here, a mishnah over here. That the machlek is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. If yes, breira or ain't breira. So what we're saying, the man the Yomah Eimah Shtatav Ma'oitzah holds Eim Breira, and therefore he can't Mishtatav with the Oitzah, because maybe he's going to let him drinking his own vinegar, the air of his vinegar. If you hold yes Breira, you could do it. So what is it coming out? That Rabbiya, Rabbi, and they're holding like Beis Shammai, which is a Pella, since when they hold like Beis Shammai. So Tois says the Kasha, Tois says the Tanya. He says, from time of Rabbiya ke Beis Shammai, the Gabbai Beis Shammai Ma'apiklo. So Tois is the Pasha Teretz. Yes Breira and Breira is a Shas Machlokes. He could say that the chalikas b'sham is selling this by mace is a different pshat. I want chalikas in two brises. Yes, brera and brera. You know we have a whole sugya in the third paragraph right here. In brera, yes, brera. Which a lot of olam and the yomrim. You don't say a whole like b'sham. I hold like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. There's man the yomrim there holds that you say ain. They say ain brera. That's what it means. So tomorrow night, not tomorrow of Amir Lakum. Ahu yinuka the shtape chamima. There was a little child who had a bris scheduled that the hot water spilled out. And here it was a bigger shiloh. Why? You had to cook up water. Cook up water is very deraisa. You can't use a goy to cook up water because that's only one shvus. That you can't do. Not the one's comes to fast shiv, the one's b'shmaka mitzvah. So the rabbana maka mitzvah you can't do. So what's the eitzah? So now, what? It's a deraisa. Yeah, but only one rabbana of the amir l'anachu. So now that you can't do. So now the facts of the matter are that a woman who gives a birth, the first 7 days she's in sakana, and you could do anything for her on Shabbos. Afterwards, from 7 to 30, there's a difference between 3 and 7, I in the Gemara on Shabbos, listen, we're not going to get into that, but 7 to 30, Allah is, you're allowed to do something out there, goy. So now here, you had a yeledus here after 7 days. Obviously, if there's a baby, it must be a yeledus, right? There must be a mother, I'm saying usually, if she lives through it. So, Omalei Rav, so the Shabbos, who you the Shtapa Chamima? Let's ask the mother, itzricha, if she needs hot tea, the nachri will cook up water the mother's tea, and that's mutter to do. And then agav that will be marbe b'shiurim and put in stuff for the tinnuk. And that will be mutter idei goy. Ribu b'shiurim, say it on the Gemara, will be mutter idei goy. Ribu b'shiurim b'yisrael is aser. If Yisrael is cooking for the mother, let's say in the first few days, which is kind of she's not allowed to add on for anyone else. But by goy, ribu b'shiurim is mutter. What? The iser ribu b'shiurim is on the rabbanon. But here, the ribu b'shiurim is mutter. So the eitzah is that you're going to be, again, this is also a big machlokes shayin. According to the Ran, Ribu Shum is the Raisa, and he has other ways to learn his Gemara, according to the Ran. But we're learning Pasha, Ribu Shum is the Rabbanon, and that's why it's Mut over here. So he asked the Ime, Tricha Nechem Le Nokri Agav Ime. A woman up, Omle Rav Shashi Rava, Ime Kachli Tamri. I saw the mother, she was eating Tamri, she was eating figs. Now, dates. Now, dates were cold, and still she was eating them. So you see, she doesn't care about cold things. So why do you have to, she doesn't need the hot water. She's Amalei, Eimer Tumva Ba'amu D'Nakula. Maybe it was just like a craziness that she got. She had to have some dates. But Be'etzem, she needs hot water, and therefore you could do it, Agav, the mother.
Did we say yesterday that for an 8-year-old baby, you could anyways do it?
No, only after with the bris, because the car is the fascist. But before the bris, you can't do it. Because that's only for mitzvah. Zog the Gemara, Ahu Yenuka the Shtape Chamima. Another story where the Yenuka Shtape Chamima. In this case, the story was, you have to look at the picture on the bottom of Rashi. There's a picture there. You had the mavu, the bias of the cotton and the chotzer, where you're making the bris. There was another chotzer. There was chotzer to the chotzer. And the chotzer to the chotzer, they were not answering each other. There's a door in between. And the chotzer had the chamin in that chotzer. It was Rava's chotzer. And Rava actually had a house that was made for tznius, that the front of the house where the men hung out, and the back of the house was two rooms where the ladies hung out. Why did the ladies hang out in the back room? Because they didn't want to be in the front room right near the courtyard, because it's not tznius. So they were in the back room. That was the way the house was set up. So the story was here, the shtape chamime, the hot water spilled out. Amli Rava. So Rava said, Rava has the cham in his chatzah. He says, "Ponuli mani begavri le beinashi. Let me bring all my stuff from the begavri to beinashi back to the back rooms. Why? Because he plans on being mevatel his chatzah to the other chatzah, to the other people, and therefore they will take the cham from that chatzah to this chatzah. Now, if he's mevatel the chatzah, Rava is not allowed to use his chatzah anymore from his house. And if he does, there might be a shalom of him taking it back, of him mevatel the bittel. So therefore, he don't have any like nisyonis to be able to, from the, or mistakes to carry from the begavri to the chatzah. And truth is, I just said to take it back. Not true, we'll take it back, but it will be also for him to take out. More forget about taking it back. Rashi doesn't say taking it back. The problem is that if he carries out the chatzah, it's also for him. He just gave away the chatzah. He's not allowed to carry the chatzah. So he said, move away my stuff and put it to the back rooms, the two back rooms, and then I'll be mevatel it. Since ponuli mani and begavri beinashi. And I'll go sit in the back room. I'm a vatel the chatzah to the other person who's making the bris, and then they'll be able to make the bris.
He's in the ladies' section.
Ladies' section, yeah. Because he doesn't want to mistake carry out, which is the isafim. So that's Rava's idea. We said if there's two chatzers don't ask each other, then Shmuel holds. They can have vatel mechatzel chatzah. So how can you do bittel chatzel chatzah? We said if it's ma'arim ve'ein oisrim, you're not allowed vatel mechatzel chatzah. Here we're having two chatzers next to each other with a pesach in between. So how was he allowed to vatel his chatzah to the other guy's chatzah? Ein mevatlin, the loch is ein bittel reshus mechatzel chatzah. Like we said bishmur. Amalei. So he answers, anok Rav Yechanan svirlei. I hold like Rav Yechanan who argued on Shmuel. The Amar yes bittel reshus mechatzel chatzah. I hold like Rav Yechanan hold this is bittel mechatzel chatzah. So he says back to him, "V'loy savalei marka Shmuel." That means you don't hold like Shmuel. You hold. You could do bittel mechatzel chatzah. So im came nesiv marvaduchde. Stay where you are. Let them make the bittel. Let them bring the water to their chatzah, and then right after they bring the water, let them bottle back your chatzah to you. Let them give back to you. We'll see why the Gemara thinks it's telling that machlekes. Nesiv marvaduchde. Even avatel lehu lididu. You'll avatel your chatzah to them. They'll go back and vatel lamar. They'll vatel back the chatzah to you. The Omar Rav, Rav will argue on Shmuel holds mevatlim v'choizer mevatlim. That you could do mevatel one way and then mevatel back the other way. So let Rav get back his chatzah. He can stay where he is and get back his chatzah. Because you don't like Shmuel, you don't like Rav. So why not? And Maha Kashmul's really. The Gabriel hold like Shmuel. To Amma Aim Vatlim and Khoj Mvatlim. The Gabriel hold like Shmuel. That you can't go back and do a bit of back and forth. You can't do that. Freight the Gemara, but Lav Chataimu, isn't the Pshat why Aim Mvatlim and Khoj Mvatlim totally in the other din of Aim Bittl Rashus Michotz Lachotza? Lavcha taimu, my time im vatlim chayz mevatlim. Lav meshum the kiven the batle l'rishusay. Since you mevatli your rishus, let's say in this case Rava, it's stalak l'mhacha. He's like he's legamri. He's like not here anymore. V'havale kiben chotzer acheres ve'im bittel rishus mechatz lechotzer. Isn't every pshat when you do bittel, which is using the same chotzer, the reason why in the same chotzer if I do bittel they can't give it back to me. The reason is because when I'm a vatl my part of my chotzer to you, now it's like I live somewhere else. And therefore, you can't give it back to me. I live somewhere else. I don't live here. So, that's gebayt on din of eim vatlim reshus mechatz lechatzim. V'havlik mechatz acharis ve'im reshus mechatz lechatzim. Mar nami loy nevatl. If you hold eim chayzer mevatlim, that means you hold eim bittel reshus mechatz lechatzim. Then how do you do the bittel in the first place? It's chatz lechatzim. The Gemara is telling this. Rava, you hold like Rav Yechidam. You should hold chayzer mevatlim that you could go back and vatl back. Because the Gemara thought the pshat in Shmuel was. That says ein mevatlim chayz mevatlim. The reason is because when, let's say in a regular chatzah, well, I give away my chatzah to the other people. The reason why you can't give back to me is because once I do that, I'm a stalak myself in the chatzah. I'm like a ben chatzah acheres. And the halacha is ein mevatlim reshus mechatz lechatzah. So that's why I can't do it. But you don't hold like that. You hold yes mevatlim. So my manav shach. What do you hold? If you hold the mevatlim, they give it back to you. If not, then you can't do it at all. Mar nami lo levatl. I don't know. How's my time? The reason that ein levatlim v'chayz levatlim is not because of chavin chatz acharis. A different pshat the Gemara says. Hayin time a kehichil lahava milsa derabon chukh v'tulo. We don't want the milsa derabon, which is a bittel, to look like a joke. It's like a game. I give it to you. You give it back to me. I give it back to you. That's a joke. We don't want to make it into a joke. Therefore, we only do it one time and that's it. But not because you're ben chatz acharis. That's not the pshat. So that's why. So therefore, Rava is saying this. I hold yesh bittul mishus mechatz lechatzah. Therefore, I give my chatzah to the other people of the bris. No problem. Why can they give it back to me? Because it looks like a chukha v'tlula. That's why. I hold like small that looks like a chukha v'tlula.